So you have the incident here of the Moses and Aaron, after the passing of Miriam, getting in trouble. But let's talk about a moment for the passing of Miriam. It says, So Miriam, her schus was the bear, was the water. It was a miraculous water that traveled with them, that healed the sick, that had all sorts of curative powers. So after her passing, when Moshe and Aaron were sitting shiv, as it were, the people attacked them with the same language that for 38 years they hadn't heard. They started to cry out, "Why did you take us out of Egypt?" The whole, the same language. And Moshe fell on his face rather than defend them from himself and Aaron from these charges, because quite simply he felt, according to the Medrash, he had no ability to defend them. That in the past, when the Jewish people complained, he said, "What do you expect from them? They're slaves. They had no moral underpinning. They had no moral compass." But these were Moshe's Talmidim. These were Moshe's students. And Moshe, the one who taught them, 38 years in the desert, giving them over Torah. So he really had nothing to say. So he fell on his face before Kodesh Baruch Hu because he felt he couldn't pray for them. He did in the end pray for them, but the fact that we can't separate ourselves from the sins of our fathers. When we do tshuva, we say we and our forefathers have sinned. Why? Because we're repeating those sins, and that is the tragedy of us, that we're unable to separate ourselves from the transgressions of the past. If we could only do that, we'd be able to finally bring the ultimate redemption to mankind. But it seems that we like to copy and look backwards rather than look forwards. And I think you look at America today, you have the same tragedy. We keep looking backwards. What happened 20 years ago? We don't want to look forward. What's going to happen tomorrow? We keep looking backwards. And as a result, we revisit things that have been closed. We try to bring facts to things where the facts have been long hidden. And as a result, you have strife and conflict. So the idea is, I think, among many other things, is that we need as human beings to look forward so that we can look forward to the ultimate redemption rather than look backwards to death and destruction.